Well, we've made it to the honeymoon, but is the honeymoon already over for one of our couples? Plus, Kate gives Luke the clapback we've been waiting for. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's what jazz was.
Oh, yeah, music. Light. Yeah.
Jasmine might be saying to poor little Will. Hey everyone, you are at the Married at First Sight After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are talking season 8, episode 4, Strangers in Paradise.
Yes.
Amazing. We made it to paradise.
They got there.
They
got their free trip.
Right. Well, here's what we signed
up for. The battle is over.
Going to talk about all of the lovely couples. We have to talk about Kate because she put her foot down a little bit, and plus we have our special segment. We'll rate the couples and we will be giving away the Gold Star Award. But before we get started, my lovely panel, starting with my love to the left, I'll let her introduce.
Hi, I'm Maddie Pox. I'm happy to be back. This is an exciting episode.
Hey everybody, I'm Carmen, and I cannot wait to talk about this drama.
What's up guys, Mike Thieling back, Team AJ.
Team AJ.
Yep.
Still Team AJ.
Coolest dude on the show.
He is the coolest guy on the show, I guess. But speaking of AJ, because I really want to hop right into it. I feel like they're going to be the easiest couple to talk about this week. Really simple. Stephanie and AJ. What do you guys think?
Terrible for reality television. Great for love.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't quite peeled off as much drama as the other couples as far as getting along. But I feel like they are a good match. I feel like AJ has the perfect personality for this show because he's just with it. Like, if there's anybody that I wanted to be married at first sight with, it would be someone with his temperament, I guess.
Yeah. However, though, he does seem a little intoxicated the whole time. So once that wears off, maybe. I mean, they're still in the honeymoon stage.
I get it, though. I get it. I feel a very strong kinship to AJ because I feel like we're kind of similar people. And he, in those situations, just like me, I think you just have that energy. I just think some people think I'm wasted when not at all. I'm just really excited and like hyped up like to talk about this right now. And I mean, look, at the end of the day, they're the first ones who had sex, so
they're
obviously the best couple right away, right?
You know, I can't lie, I was telling Carmen, like, I just really feel like Steph just isn't physically attracted to AJ, but I feel like she's just like, you know what, why not? I mean, I feel like...
I disagree, though. I disagree with that. I think, that's why I think they're such a good match. Because AJ is so out there and extroverted. And I think she, for her whole life, has been really introverted and very kind of soft-spoken. That's why I think it's a good match. They're pulling that other side out of each other. I think she's really into it. I just think that's her.
Well, she said that she doesn't go for gym rats, which is good. And she was like, he's so funny. I'm so into him. So I don't think she's really looking at the physical traits.
Right.
So I guess she's attracted to him, but personality-wise. So
she leaned into a couple of kisses. Like, she kind of leaned in first.
She likes him.
So I was like, okay, body language.
And he's adorable. I mean,
I think he's just high on life, like you said. Yeah. I think he's high on life. Yeah. I think he's happy because he's finally about to get some nookie.
Oh,
like,
not he hasn't about to.
Bed with 5 years.
Yeah. Not about to, honey. Did.
Yeah.
He did. He got it. And I'm pretty sure.
Really hype.
I know, right?
He was excited when he got to have a little party at the reception.
Yeah, right.
He had a party in the bed. Now he's really excited.
He's like, can we do it again? Like, let's go.
The only thing that annoys me about them is just how many times he goes in for a kiss. I'm like, all right. Like, can she breathe oxygen? Or does she have to, like, kiss you every 2 seconds? So that's a little annoying. Yeah. It's a bit much, but she likes it, so
I think that gets played up because the cameras are around.
Okay, I don't know.
No?
You gotta kiss to, like, you have to kiss to have a kiss to shoot, right?
And you have to think how much they cut out already.
Right.
And we see it after the editing.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
Yeah,
I say good
maybe
for that.
That's like a mask for not feeling awkward. They have to kiss, like, he needs to kiss her all the time, so maybe.
I kiss my wife all the time.
Well, constantly?
Is it a space filler?
It's like, good morning, kiss.
Is it a space filler?
Yeah, like...
Between appearances on a reality show?
Awkwardness? No. I don't know.
It's just, you know. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. someone else.
I think he's
couple.
Really happy to have access to like someone's lips, and they can't really like just say no, like he like might, Luke.
Damn it! I have 5 years worth of making up to do. Exactly. This is a good bit to get in. Well, we have another couple that can't quite keep their hands off of each other, but we have a little message for our viewers. We want to go with it. We really just want to say thank you. Look, we produce so many shows here at AfterBuzz TV. We work so ridiculously hard, but we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to this channel and another channel because we have multiple, and give us a thumbs up. Let us know that we're doing a good job. If you do so, we will thank you on air. We'll give you a little bit of a shout out. But for now, just thank you for tuning in, being the absolute best fans, and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk here at AfterBuzz. We're also on iTunes, Spotify.
All those places. Yes. Come hang out with us everywhere. Yes.
Come hang out with us. You know, are we in Costa Rica yet?
Our minds are. Our bodies are not.
Our bodies are not.
Unlike Keith and Christine.
Man, bodies on bodies.
Their bodies are in Costa Rica.
And on top of one another.
Yep. Yes.
In the tub, it kind of got a little
everywhere.
Got a little heated. What do y'all think?
It stays heated. It stays heated between those two.
Recipe for success?
I don't know, because heat the quick to heat up, quick to slow down. Like that's how I look at it. Quick to burn out. So, like once you get beyond all of that intimacy and you like someone's physical and you just get relying on that physical, what happens if you don't like them then? Like
they're definitely very hype on the physical. We've got to see more of how they're going to get along with each other in their daily routines, because right off the bat, she's super into going to the gym and he's super not. And that's kind of a silly thing. It's kind of whatever, right? But it could be indicative of bigger things and more things that they like in their lives that they won't get along with.
I like her. I like how assertive she is. But Keith just seems to be like a little lazy. Like the whole couch surfing thing kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried that he's so good at intimacy because he doesn't have to work hard in any other areas of his life right now other than school.
True.
Because he doesn't pay bills. He lives with his grandmother.
Yeah.
Touché. Yeah. So maybe he's like really good at laying up and that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I understand. But do you think he was really open? So when he worked out, he didn't really complain about it. He was just like, okay.
He also didn't put that much effort into it.
Yeah, but he did. She said, okay, I want a guy with a six pack. And he was like, okay, you got it. So at least he's willing. He didn't seem too stubborn.
Maddie's not buying it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see a couple of months or a year down the line, I don't think.
A year?
Okay. A year.
But
wishful thinking here.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he'll try, but she also didn't want to take his last name, maybe, right? So
that's true.
Been up in discussion. I feel like that's a hotly contested discussion topic for everybody who gets married to some extent.
She said something about a business, so I think it had a little Kardashian West type of situation going on. You don't necessarily want to change the brand, but I don't know. Do you think that they're out of their minds not to? Because you just met this person, so
I mean, I
can always change my name. I wouldn't do it.
First of all, they have a long time to change their name.
Yeah.
I know this for a fact. I marry lots of couples. I am a notary. I issue marriage licenses. So I know all the legalities of this in California. They have at least 2 months before the state even processes their marriage license. So assuming they actually filled out a marriage license and all that stuff, they're probably nowhere near even being able to change their name if they wanted to. So she's got plenty of time to actually think about it.
2 months is even like 6 months. I'm like, I just met you 6 months ago. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But I think if either one of them are going to change their name, and they know that just as if I get married, I'm going to change my name, then by the end of this, if they've decided, yes, I'm going to stay with them, then that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a good time to think about it. What about our lovely Bills? We'll just call her Beyonce. We'll just call her Jazzonce.
Jazzonce.
Hashtag Jazzonce.
Yikes.
They had such a... Personally, I think this is a really big conversation to have going into marriage. This whole gender roles thing is such a hot button.
It's tough.
And they have it. And you know what? I'm kind of thrilled that they had the conversation because I feel like it's the real conversation we've had
right
for this in the season. So
it's funny when she brought it up like, do you believe in gender roles? I thought that all of her topic, like, I thought the things that she was going to want to talk about was not mm-hmm. not being, like, forced into a feminine role, but now, or what we consider, like, right. the womanly role. But now she's basically like, no, I want to be taken care of. Which is a little odd to me, because it's like, did you get into this because you just got tired of life and you just wanted to put your feet up and just cook and stay at home, you know?
Yeah, I was not expecting that from her.
I wasn't at all.
Whatsoever. Because she's the independent, and even in, like, mid-conversation, it was conflicting.
Yeah.
I was completely confused. I'm like, okay, wait, so I need to know, what are you down for?
It was weird. Yeah. It was weird. And what a honeymoon ender. That's a great conversation to have on your honeymoon.
I've been in his mind. He's like, dang, if it was a real honeymoon, would I have to pay for this honeymoon?
Wow.
Like, dang.
Right.
But what do y'all think? I guess, like, you're married. Are we the only married ones mm-hmm. on
I'm super
married, married, single boyfriend.
Single, okay.
So you
okay.
got one of everyone.
I'm a commitment phobe.
Yeah. Well, a different take on it. Do you think that it's... In today's society, what do you think?
I think it's good that they had this conversation, because I get into a lot of relationships and then you start, well, I'm not married, I've never been, but you get into the relationship and it's almost like it's too late when you start fighting about money and who's going to pay what. I mean, she's asking for a lot, making him pay 70% of the bills. And, like, that was a lot, right?
It
like,
was a very arbitrary number, too.
Yeah. Right. She, like, came up with that right away. It's like, that's her rule. She should have just said it from the beginning.
Yeah, because I definitely don't think she gave that off to experts.
Well,
yeah,
she whatsoever. Said that she believes in a man being the head of the household and being a protector and a provider. And she also said that she had been watching her parents for a long time. So maybe this is just how it goes at home. And so that's just how she expects married life to be. Maybe that's just her expectation.
It's very difficult. We said finances and intimacy are the two big things that couples are going to fight about, that you kind of have to be on the same page going into it. At the end of the day, theoretically, when you get married to somebody, if your eyes aren't on divorce somehow and you're getting married to somebody, all the money is yours together. So theoretically, it shouldn't matter anymore.
I'm just curious, are these like expert matchmakers or expert drama conjurers? Because how can you not know that you're hooking up two people with different sets of values? Like, how do you not know that if you're going to marry them?
I mean, we wouldn't have a show. I mean, I love that. Right. I love Steph and AJ and all, but I mean, let's be real.
But maybe that's what, because I remember in the intro, it was saying, like, the first episode when they were actually doing the matchmaking, we hook people up with what they need and not particularly what they want or they gravitate to. So maybe they were putting each other's lives to balance that part out. Mm-hmm. Like, he believes that she should work. She believes she should lay back. So maybe they're going to, like, bring something to each other that creates growth.
If Will's going
to
leave...
trying to rationalize it.
If Will's going to leave grandma's house, who's been taking care of him the whole time...
Oh, no. That's key.
That's key. Oh, yeah.
Will has a job that he, like... He doesn't really hate it. Sorry. He doesn't love it. He just, you know, he's working.
Sorry.
But Will is... but he's very... laid back, chill, doesn't really, like, he's just, like, blown in the wind, I feel like.
So then he really does need someone to take care of him.
Yeah, a little bit. And they intentionally said that, the experts said, one was saying, well, I don't want Jasmine to do all of this work to pull him and grab things out of him that she wants. Mm. And then another was like, well, maybe Jasmine needs to pull him along because he needs a little pep in his step type of thing. So it's almost like they intentionally, like you mentioned, intentionally put opposites together because sometimes they attract, but then he seems
like he doesn't like dramatic confrontations. Like, he definitely, when they got to talking about the bills, and he's like, okay, let's have effective communication.
I love that.
Yeah, he seems to be very, very grounded, and, like, he seems the type of person that'll get extra stubborn if you play spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like the type that'll be like, well, you done crying? Like, he just seems like that type. He doesn't seem very emotional. He seems very, like, grounded and very, like, stern.
Yeah,
it surprised me when he wasn't helping her with her ATV. But then when they said he couldn't park it, I guess.
But
I
then
was
in
like,
the next
okay.
scene, he parks it.
Well, because they had help.
He parks it and gets off, and he's like, "What a great view!"
They had
and I was
help.
Like, "How about when your wife was about to die down the hill?"
Oh my god, that's That's so true.
He wasn't even like help. He wasn't even calling for help.
He was just like, chill, like, you good?
Right.
Yeah. You all right?
You got
Pick it.
It
up. You got it.
You got it.
It's like a toddler that falls.
Wait for the Costa Rican guys to come save you.
Right.
And those two guys just jumped on like it was nothing. They're like,
she was over it. She was over it.
After that, it was like,
let's just go back down the mountain. Like, screw this view. I'm over it. So.
Yeah. He seems super chill, though. So maybe that's what she needs because she's, I don't know. Maybe she's used to dating guys who are, you know, clashing with her. So he seems like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, maybe. We'll work this out.
They just look so beautiful together, too. We're going to be, like, shallow about this. They look super good together. Like, I love the way they look as a couple. Yeah.
At least
so beautiful together.
At least they've kissed.
Unlike
our love. Yeah.
Mr. OCD himself.
Luke and Kate.
Dude is
like, oh, you drank 3 coffees. Oh, you brushed your teeth twice. Oh, you sat on the bed 15 times.
Okay. Yeah, he has problems.
If you're more excited about a sloth than your brand new wife, the relationship has to be off on the wrong foot.
He was more excited about the sloth, about the dancers,
every animal,
the performance, everything, the food,
the soap in the hotel,
yeah,
the shower.
They talked more about the shower heads than they did about each other and their relationship.
Yes.
And did you guys notice?
He touched the shower more than his wife.
Yes, he did. And he hugged the other couples.
Yes.
More than he hugged his wife.
Absolutely.
Like, he's like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm so excited to
see
you.
I really believe he's not attracted to her because he said he's dated so many different ethnicities.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, but he never said like, hey, I had a
other
blonde girl.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm Caucasian.
Saying? Multiple times he said, look, we are not love at first sight.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it, dude. You're not into your wife. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Save some face on television and make out with her.
I think.
He's only medium into it.
Yeah,
right. Oh my God.
She
said
you're medium into a lot of things.
The burn. The clapback.
That's terrible.
And he doesn't even
good
say
like.
Good
for her, though.
Yeah. Good for her.
She's so cute.
She's calling out, like, why aren't you kissing me? Like, what's wrong with you, dude?
As a guy, like, how would you have. First of all.
Hot seat.
Because you're
the. I'm alone on the head of the
table. You're all alone.
I'll just move over here.
From man to man.
Yeah. What?
From man to man, you and Luke, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not me. You know. Are you buying his bullcrap?
No.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Not at all. Because to me, you sign up for the show. Mm-hmm. Well, what bullcrap? That he's kind of into her?
The bullcrap that he's kind of like, oh, we need to get to know one another. Let's take it slow.
No.
Okay.
No. Because I don't think. To me, he doesn't put off that vibe or that persona as a person.
Mm-hmm.
To me, he comes off as kind of a bro guy. He's running all these speed dating events at bars. There's no way you're going to get me to believe that he hasn't hooked up with some random girl at a bar, drinking blah, blah, speed date. I understand this is theoretically supposed to be more important. And of course, you want to get to know somebody. But giving somebody a kiss?
Yeah.
I get not sleeping with each other, but not kissing each other, I just, nothing about it seems he's attractive.
You could do like kiss, no tongue. You could do like
forehead.
Yeah. Forehead. Something to
but
make.
But how much more awkward is he making it than if you would just kiss her?
But this kind of makes him a good guy because at least he can look at it like, well, I don't like her, but she's my wife, so at least I could like sleep with her or just like he's not trying to use her. If he doesn't like her, he's trying to keep his distance so he could dump her easily, maybe.
I guess
but,
that's true.
But he's acting like he does so like her. That's why it's the disconnect. So
that's true.
But he doesn't seem excited about anything.
Yeah. Well, I am excited to continue the conversation, but I want to quickly rate our couples. So. I don't know if we have any fancy music this time around, but I want to start with Stephanie.
Ah,
there it
here
is.
Here we go.
Welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Juliet. Radio voice, Stephanie and AJ. Kickstart it with you, Mike.
Oh, with me? That's easy. Stephanie and AJ are a 10. I do my rating scale 1, 3, 7, 10. They're my 10. They're doing fantastic with each other. They're in love.
Easily, I would give them a 9 because they have one more notch to go. I have to see them get along when they get out of paradise because everything is cool when you're getting waited on hand and foot.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go home, things tend to change. So I want to see. I'll give them a 9 with room to grow, but they're doing great so far.
All right.
I say the same. I say 9 because once they're out of the honeymoon phase, we'll see how it goes.
All right, Kate and Luke.
What's you?
I'll keep it short. 9.
Okay. Kate and Luke. Okay, they're easily a 1. I think that their relationship right now is a farce. I'm not buying it from him. Her, I feel really bad for because I think she's into it. They're a 1 for me right now.
They're like at a 1.257. Like when
you
watch
always
gymnastics.
Have these decimals going like, on, and no one else has.
It's like a gymnastics rating, like 1.257. Only because he's being respectful enough to get to know her. At both of their rates. He's a naturally slow guy. He loves the sloth. That's a sign.
Spirit animal.
His spirit animal.
And I think he's going to open up to her. So they're starting at the bottom, but they're not quite the one they were last week. So I'll give him a 1.257.
1.27.
I'm going to beat that and do a 2.
Like the price is right. $1. Yeah.
2 because once they share that first kiss, you never know what's going to happen. So
okay. Well, we'll see in 7 episodes from now.
We'll see at the season finale.
Yeah, same. I actually give him like a 0.725.
Okay.
And that's just because he laughed in this episode.
Okay.
Christine and Keith.
Yeah. Okay. Christine and Keith for me are my 7.
Okay.
They're my 7. I think they're doing really, really well. I'm a little bit nervous that, just like we said, the physical intimacy is going to be peeled away finally. And when they get down to it, they're not going to be as much of a match as we think, but they're strong.
I'm going to give him a sizzly 8.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He lost a point for the couch thing, because I think last week I had him at like a 9 or something. High. Or maybe I started him at a 7. So I'll give him an 8 for just still rolling with the punches and being cool and him not liking to exercise, but doing it anyway. Yeah.
I give it a 6, and we'll see if he has 6-packs in a few months. And then just deciding on that, or we'll based upon points. That, then we'll see.
I'm going to give like an 8, too, because he showed effort when other men on the panel or on the show or whatever just wasn't having it. So a little flexibility there. And lastly, Jasmine and Will.
Easy 3, because
really?
I give 1, 3, 7,
yeah.
10.
Yeah.
All, so I rank them specific. They're my 3. I was very positive about them, but they're running into some big roadblocks right now that aren't little picky things. Like, I don't really like to go to the gym. I hate waffles, too much cereal, whatever. This finances stuff is big stuff. They're not agreeing, so I'm worried.
Mm. I'm going to give them a 5 right down the middle because it could teeter either way with them. This could be like the kick in the butt that they both need, or it could just be a disaster. So I give him a 5 with room to grow or just become a complete 1.
I say 4. I'm gonna go lower on this one. I don't know, it's she's used to being pampered and he just, I don't know,
that's the thing,
gonna sit around.
I'm gonna say 4 too to end it for that reason, because I didn't think they were gonna last when I first met them. I had a little bit of hope and then they yanked the hope right back. So let us know what you rate our lovely couples in the comments, and we'll respond, keep a conversation going. I'm going to give one of you a gold star award, because I feel like whoever has the most passion, let's take it and end the show. What do you think? Gold star award.
Yeah, gold star awards. Obviously, AJ and Stephanie having
has
sex.
To be. No. Yeah, absolutely. Gold star.
Make it happen, AJ. Best husband on the show.
AJ made it happen.
Congratulations, guys.
See? He made it happen.
Happy
so
honeymoon.
Excited.
You see how they zoomed? Like, it was so funny, the shot that they zoomed in on it like midsections when they announced that they had sex. I was like, oh.
You were just like, so. Well, look, guys, we kept it really, really short for this after show. We completely understand, but we love to continue the conversation in our comments, follow us, all of that good stuff. So to continue the conversation, Mike, where can they find you?
I am Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling.
I'm Carmen, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at King_Karma_.
And I'm Maddie Pox. You can find me on Instagram at Maddie Pox.
And I'm Takira Shabray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabray. We will see you guys next week. Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.